News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Liz Truss's UK government was plunged into complete disarray yesterday with Suella Braverman quitting as Home Secretary, party discipline collapsing as well on a later vote. Columnist with The Times, former Conservative MP Matthew Paris joins us. Matthew, I have to say, I watched a lot of the coverage yesterday. I read a lot of the coverage this morning. I'm still not sure. Did she resign? Or was she sacked?
She resigned. And it's not true what Downing Street is saying, that she didn't resign. A member of parliament whom I know personally WhatsApped to say that she told him that she had resigned. Now, it may be that she changed her mind. And obviously, she has changed her mind. But at the time, she resigned, and her deputy, the deputy chief whip, also resigned. They both seem to have been talked out of it, but that's another matter.
Where is Liz Truss this morning? I mean, yesterday was obviously hugely damaging. Is her position, I mean, it was probably untenable before yesterday. Is it completely untenable now?
It's completely untenable. It's completely hopeless. But what remains, and this is important, uncertain, is how she is going to be dislodged. She must be dislodged, and in the end, she will be. I think it's probably only a matter of weeks now. It could be only a matter of days. But what we saw last night is something that nobody who follows British politics, and I've been doing it for more than 50 years, has ever seen. The scenes in the House of Commons are almost unprecedented. We don't really have pictures. Chris Bryant, Labour MP, took photographs, but you can't really see from the photographs, what is alleged by lots of people who were there, that it was actually violent, that it was a kind of riot, and that cabinet ministers and government ministers were actually trying to physically force people into the lobbies, and that some people were in tears. That's the hearsay evidence that we've had, but we don't have the photographs really yet.
The Conservative Party seems to be incredibly split. I mean, a few days ago it had seemed that a compromise might be reached whereby an agreed leadership candidate would emerge. But again, watching the coverage and reading the coverage, that seems unlikely to happen. The right now of the party now seem to be looking to put forward their own candidate to succeed Liz Truss.
Well, it does seem as though that might be. So yesterday, each event seemed to dwarf the event that came before it. You know, we had Liz Truss at Prime Minister's Questions. Was she going to make it? Wasn't she? That seemed the big story. Then suddenly, the Home Secretary Suella Braverman resigns or is fired. It's still not entirely clear. That seemed the big story. And then, of course, you had the scenes in the House of Commons in the division lobbies. But Suella Braverman's resignation looks to many of us as though she is setting herself up as a candidate for the right. Now, if there's going to be a candidate for the right, then there's going to be a contest. And the last thing Tory MPs want at the moment is a contest. What everybody can see is the rational way forward, if they're to have any hope of survival, is that they find from amidst their own ranks a leader and perhaps a deputy and perhaps a foreign secretary and no doubt a chancellor who has, if not universal, at least the consensus of support among them. And then they arrange what we're calling a coronation. In other words, that they are not contested. But it looks as though they would be contested. So it's not that a mechanism can't be found to replace the Prime Minister. It can. But you need an element of unity, and that unity just doesn't seem to be there. And I have no idea what is going to happen, and I don't think anybody does.
Fair enough. Just before we let you go, very briefly, you were a Conservative MP between, I think, was it 79 to 86. And I'm thinking of the calibre of people there. You know, regardless of whether you agreed or disagreed with their politics, Margaret Thatcher, Douglas Hurd, Geoffrey Howe, Nigel Lawson, and Clark, all these people. Do you recognise the Conservative Party that exists at the moment? Or how do you feel about the Conservative Party?
No, I don't. I stayed a member until relatively recently. I can't belong to it any longer. There are some senior figures in the party who are deserving of respect. I mean, the new Chancellor seems to be quite, we know Jeremy Hunt to be a reasonable centrist, grown-up sort of person. But quite a few of them were expelled by Theresa May and by Boris Johnson. You know, the people like Ken Clarke and David Gawke and Dominic Grieve, there were a lot of good people in the party, and slowly they're drifting away, and what's left, the residue, is looking weirder and weirder.
Columnist with The Times, former Conservative MP Matthew Paris, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.